welcome to the Real Men Talk Show. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Take two, I guess. My computer just died and kicked me out. We're always transparent out here. So the word that God gave me for this episode was social, because everyone is on having to, you know, be social distancing and 6 feet, 13 feet apart, no crowds. So no sports, no movies, no concerts, no church, right? So these kind of, God has shut everything down and also separated us. But something that we've always talked about on the Real Men Talk Show is the importance of men getting together to, you know, iron sharpens iron, to hold each other up, be able to discuss our problems, teach each other. So, you know, it's more difficult to do that. I have my partner Frank Ski with me, Frank Caratini. How you doing, Frank?
Good, good. What's up?
Good, man. Everything is good. Everything is good. And we also have Pastor Keith that's joined us again. Thank you so much for your time, Pastor, and being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be invited.
Oh, it's our pleasure to invite you. You are a blessing to us. So, Pastor Keith, can you talk a little bit about the impact that this social distancing has had on, you know, fellowshipping with men and the church? Talk about that at first. We'll start with that.
Yeah. Obviously, if you look at it, you know, in the natural, it has put a bit of a strain on us, because it's not something we were prepared for necessarily or conditioned for. And as creatures of habit, we tend to not like change, even though life is full of change. And so I think from that aspect, we have had to step back and look at this thing, particularly us who are Christian men, say, okay, God, what are you doing? And how do I align with it and still accomplish everything that you want me to accomplish? Because we have to realize in this is that God's purpose for us hasn't changed. Even though we're socially distancing, and even though we have certain restrictions by the government and stuff like this, and we want to align ourselves with governmental restrictions as long as they don't oppose the word of God, and they don't. We have to say now, step back and say, God, what are you doing? And how do I align myself with what you want to do? Because Amen. What you want to do has not changed. So That's my open statement to that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Frank, what do you think about that? Because I never thought about that. Our purpose is still the same.
That's right. Our purpose is. And, you know, the Lord said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. He didn't say where they are gathered at the church, or where they are gathered right here. He didn't exclude it, because God knows past, present, and future. He knew we were going to go into this technology, and he knew his word would spread even quicker through it. Everything throughout time has been used for good or for bad. And like what we're doing right now, we're using it to edify the Lord, glorify the Lord. So I see three people right here on this podcast right here. So he's in our midst. He is right here. He is touching the lives of people that are out there right now, because he is in our midst.
So if I'm way, 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 way down south of Orlando, like 50 miles from you guys, and Frankie, you're in Orlando, and Pastor Keith, you're not that far away. We're not gathered in the midst, but I guess digitally we are, and that counts, right? I guess
that's right, because God is where you are, he's where I am, and he's where PK is. So We don't put God in a box. It's great to gather together, But we don't put him in a box. And he's going to use whatever it is that's available, Because he knows.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I believe that, you know, he has allowed all the wisdom to come upon man to develop all of this digital technology, to develop all of this, these social medium outlets and stuff like that, for such a time as this. You know, when you think about the people in other countries that are governmentally suppressed from and some of the African nations, they've had to deal with this type of environment for a long time, and in some cases without the technology availabilities that we have.
That's the truth. So, and even think about even years past, the 30s or 40s, when
yes.
brothers had to get together. I mean, there was no Zoom back then, you know?
Exactly.
There's no Zoom during Martin Luther King days, and they still got together and you know, telephone and different things yes. like that, whatever technology yes. is available.
Yes. So when we think about socializing and we think about fellowship, a lot of what we do when we are together in a subject's midst is really not fellowshipping. It's not. It's socializing. You know, we talk surface stuff. But when you think about the word fellowship, it's getting beyond the surface. It's getting into the more intricate parts of life. And I personally think that what we're doing now allows some of that, particularly for families, mm-hmm. because you're spending more time together. Right. So now you have available more opportunity to have conversations, mm-hmm. to interact with one another. You know, right. we live such busy lives in the norm that we're moving from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And I've heard from other ministries and stuff that more people are spending more time with their children mm-hmm. and connecting with their children and connecting with their teenagers and connecting mm-hmm. with their young adults than they've ever had in many years, because we've now had all of these activities moved away from us. And I think when life returns, there's going to be a difference in the way families connect with one another.
I think so too. I think the families will be stronger after this, yes. Much stronger bond and communication. So, okay. There's some other aspects as well, because we have more time to spend in the Word, to mm-hmm. self-develop.
Yeah.
These are some things that are awesome. Hey, that honey-do list, that thing, this is me. That oh, yeah. thing that you looked at and got on your nerves but never got to do anything about it. And now uh-huh. you're just sitting there. Yes. It's like, am I gonna watch a Orlando Magic game from like one of the ones they won 6 months ago again? Or should I go work on this shelf or whatever? So I mean, you got time to take care of that too.
Or how the Cowboys got a Sooner in the draft.
That's where the shirt came in. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And like just yesterday, you know, we had some fencing that we've been wanting to do something with. We finally took it down yesterday because we're like, you know what? I'm tired of binge watching. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. Let's go out and do something. So right. me and myself got together and we knocked out, taking down some fencing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I think, though, really what's so vitally important in this season is for men to look to God, get in His Word, and say, God, what are you doing? And how do I align? What are you doing? What are you asking of me in this season? And how do I align myself with that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because I think for a lot of us, even us ministers, God is saying, I want you to spend some time with me. And now I've given you an opportunity because I've limited some of the other stuff that you do out there, so that now you have availability of that time without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so I think for a lot of us, that's what God is saying. That's the first thing. And then out of that, I think God, you know, God is what? He's omniscient. He's all knowing. So He can rain down creative ways for us to still socialize,
mm-hmm.
you know? And honestly, the law doesn't say we can't gather a couple together at a time.
True.
So we just have to be, listen to the Lord and get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Allow our creative juices to flow. I know for me, I'll say this and I'll give it back to you. I typically am not a big social media person,
mm-hmm.
but I will have to say in this, my ability to deal with some of the different social media, particularly Zoom, Facebook, and some of that, has grown
mm-hmm.
dramatically. So now guess what? I have the option now of doing some things that before I might not have done. For right. instance, I'll give you one example. I'm about to do a premarital counseling with a couple from Miami
oh, wow.
through FaceTime.
There you go.
That's so, awesome. You know, and it's, before I wouldn't have even thought of those kind of things. I would say, hey, you're too far away. You just do this, da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, no, we don't have to not do this. We can still do this. So that's just something out of me personally that's right. happened.
What about you, Frank? How's things changed for you since well, everything changed?
Well, like PK said too, I mean, the platforms that are available to you, like we would have never, like PK said, like before this whole thing happened, we would have been trying to figure out, oh man, we'd have to cancel and reschedule something because we're not even thinking mm-hmm. oh, we have all these tools available to us.
Right.
But now we are very conscious. And even when life goes on, we get back to some kind of normalcy, we can still use these platforms for our benefit to That's reach right. somebody, you know, right away. I mean, can you imagine, you know, all the books you read in the Bible, Dear Theophilus and Timothy, mm-hmm. and I write you this letter. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Paul could have just got and done what we're doing with oh, Timothy man. And Timothy and his boys?
I know, just
and say, hey, listen, what's going on in Antioch? What's going on over here?
Right.
I mean, what we do now is that the Lord is, as you see technology progressing, I feel like it's enhancing the Lord's return because more people are hearing the word of God. I see like Rosie did a show. Rosie's doing this little podcast now, just getting different people to find out what they're, you know, what is God speaking to them during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on there and I started a watch party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing people get on there that have never gone into a church, that have opposed God, that I've seen on Facebook. And they're listening there to testimonies of what God is saying during this time. These are people that I would have never been able to reach over from, but yet they're, because they could come in secretly and listen.
Right.
So God will use any means possible to touch somebody
mm-hmm.
and give them that opportunity.
That's
and
true.
I just think it's awesome. And if we look at it that way, you know, like PK said, you know, it's opening a whole new platform for us to reach people. You know, I still love the hugs and the shaking the hand and you yeah, know, getting absolutely. Together. That'll always be, you know, the real thing. But right now, through this platform, and you know, I could see PK, I could see you. You know, I could. It, you're not hiding behind something, and it's just words coming at me. You
right.
know? So
right.
it's great. Right. I think it's awesome.
Right. I'm gonna take a quick break right here. This is the Real Man Talk Show. We'll be right back.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and love. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flix.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
So we're back. This is the Real Man Talk Show. We've been talking about the pandemic and how all the brothers and actually sisters, everyone is separated, but technology has given us the option to, you know, still link up together. And we're talking about how that's changed and the, kind of the benefits of it. You know, one thing that I've always had a problem with, and I'm just like, almost manic about it was just watching TV. Like TV was always on in the background or whatever. And now when you watch TV and it's in front of you all the time, you realize there's nothing there. It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. And that just kind of revealed itself to me during all this. And I hear all these people complaining. I mean, I had tapered down on my TV usage even before this, you know, just, you know, watching the magic and different stuff like that. But man, it's crazy how so many people have been locked into that garbage that they just put out there, like whatever. News too. I mean, they really have nothing really new to say. Just regurgitating what they can regurgitate and just jumping on different things, true or not.
Yes. And I think one of the other things, you know, what the scripture right now that's coming to mind for me is all things work together for what? Good.
Good.
For those who love the Lord according to his purpose.
Right.
And so I think that because people are restless and because people have all this time on their hand, some of them out of curiosity or, you know, searching and going around and looking at different things. I know that and some of them are like Frank said, are coming up on Christian shows, Christian services and stuff like this in the privacy of their home where now pride has not taken over because they wouldn't step in the church either because of pride or anger or something. Now in the privacy of their own home, they listen to this because they have nothing else to do and God is not pricking their heart. He's getting a chance to minister to their heart. I know that our service, online services, viewing has gone up dramatically during this season. I mean, almost doubled during the season.
Wow.
And so we have to see that God has a plan. And his plan is still to deliver the word, to get the gospel out there to people, and for us to still be able to connect. I mean, one of the other things that we're doing at our church is we're able to once a week through another ministry, Second Harvest, we're actually handing out boxes of food to those that are really in need, and we've developed a relationship. Well, 6 months ago, we wanted to start a food pantry. We wanted to do this. But now, because of this situation, they actually came to us through one of our contacts. And now here we are doing the very thing that we had wanted to do, we had tried to do 6 months to a year ago.
That's amazing.
But now they're asking us to do it. And so you see how God, we're connecting with other ministries through this because other pastors are coming and getting food for their parishioners, people in our congregation, people outside of our congregation. We're connecting with young, old, and we're having the opportunity to give them information because we put our brochures in the box. So if they want to tune in, if they want to know more about us. So and so this is going out to families that probably never before then would have graced our doors.
Right, right. There's a fear about walking into the doors of the church that you'll immediately be judged. That's one of the big things about my church. I go to Crossover Church in Tampa, Florida, with Pastor Tommy Colonin, and they are basically people call it a hip-hop church. It's more like urban ministry, so it's very relaxed. You know, you can sport a hat like this, magic shirt, go in there. No one will look twice at you. They have hip hop and different performances and stuff there. And Pastor Tommy delivers a real relevant, easy to understand language. We use the New Literary Translation Bible, which is so much easier to understand than King James. But Easter was a big deal because they did Easter service online. They do every service online, and we have a big online community already. And this is like same thing. Almost doubled it, but I mean, they did communion, giving everyone instructions weeks before on what to get, and they did communion. praise and worship were recorded from services earlier where they had the whole crowd there and everything. But again, it's a safe space where people can walk in and get fed by God through the pastor. Mm-hmm. And then it benefits them. It brings them to the Lord. It's just phenomenal. And I still say this whole thing is a biblical event. No one could have predicted that everything shut down. I mean, everything. This is unthinkable.
Right.
Unthinkable.
Yeah.
God's doing something.
Yeah, if you look at a lot of men in the Bible, right? And that's why I think this is a pivotal time, especially for men.
Yes.
Because God, through the Bible, you look at God, every great man of God that has done something for God that is recorded in the Bible, God has always isolated them at times. And it mm-hmm. was always a setup by God.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Moses in the mountain, and you look mm-hmm. at Abraham, and you look at how God set these guys up to have that time with him to reflect, okay, God, what do you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
These were men like, well, I can't do it. I can't. God's like, don't worry about what you can do. Listen to what I'm telling you that I want you to do. Go do it because I am with you. This is not about you. It's about me. And so what he's doing now is he's setting up. This is a pivotal time for us men, because like I said on the last show, God is he's saying, yeah, we are prepared to go to heaven, but are we prepared for the next move of God?
Mm-hmm.
That's what are we prepared for the harvest? Are we prepared to give answers for the hope that lies inside of us?
Right.
So I feel like he's bringing us to this point now because, I mean, I have so much time and so much revelation that's coming to me mm-hmm. during this time because I'm not distracted by too many other things.
Right.
And so, I mean, like PK said, what you said, you know, God is up to something. He's doing something. He always does it for our good. Mm-hmm. He's never out there to harm us. So mm-hmm. we just got to just clear the mechanism so we can hear what he wants to deposit so we can act on it and have an answer for people.
Yeah.
I usually think that what God does is kind of in proportion to what he has coming.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a little inconvenience, it might be a little blessing, just a little nudge.
Right.
But if it's something big, then something big is coming, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And just think about it. When we look out, when we look throughout history, biblical history, times when things may be oppressed a little bit, that the biggest awakenings or revival, whatever you want to call outpourings, happen when you think about those kinds of things. And I think another thing that if we are really paying attention, a lot more people are open to you praying for them right now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I know we were in the store when this first stuff, and you know, we were just standing in line, our social distance, and people were talking, and I would say, you know what? We need to be praying. They say, yes, that's what we need to do. Like, we need to get on our knees. And so what I'm saying is people are more open because they're searching for answers, you know, and they feel like they're in bondage. And the scripture says, and you shall know the truth,
mm-hmm.
and the truth shall set you free.
Amen.
And we carry the truth. We are carriers of the truth. And so we have to look at it is that not so much, God, what are you going to do? But God says, you're my body. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
We're mm-hmm. the hands. We're the feet. We're the mouthpiece.
That's right.
We're the eyes. So this is what we were talking about in our last men's group, the authority of the believer. God mm-hmm. says, look, I'm the head. Jesus says, I'm the head, but I'm in heaven at the right hand of God, the Father, making intercessions. Mm-hmm. And then you are with me as my body on earth, and I have restored to you dominion. So walk in it. Quit asking me what I'm going to do. Do what I've already told you to do.
I love it. I love it. Pastor Keith, really appreciate you being with us. Frank, of course, as always, faithful and chiming in. Appreciate that. Any last words from you, Pastor Keith, before we sign off?
I would just say to all of the men out there, whether you be Christian or non-Christian, you know, take some time, as Frank said, to reflect, to look introspectively. Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing, because you can't control what everybody else is doing. But start to look within yourself and ask yourself, what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my time? What am I doing with the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that God has put inside of me? And if you're not a believer, I would encourage you, take a look. Ask yourself, who holds the answers? I don't see anything in science that tells us. So I would ask you to take the risk and explore the Word of God, the people of God. Maybe there's something in there for you.
Amen. Amen. Frank, any last words?
Yeah, I just want to say, listen, it doesn't matter the platform. It just matters the condition of the heart. God will reach anybody through anything at any time because He's God. And it doesn't matter, you know, where we're going through, what platform we're going through, God's word is still going to be out there. And just remember this, we're going through this little plague right now. Remember, the last plague in Egypt came before their freedom. And, you know, and when you look at it, the walls of Jericho came down. And they were bored. They were just walking around it like seven times, you know, and then boom, the walls came down, but they had to be ready to go in and take the city. Mm-hmm. So I just say men out there, like PK said, see what God is speaking to you, what He wants you to do. Because after this is over, I feel like God is doing something. After this is over, He wants us men to be prepared to take over the city, to lead the captives free. And so I just pray a blessing over you men, that God would open your ears to hear what He's saying in this season. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I just want to say that God is definitely with us. You are not alone in what you're going through. This is all God's work. And just stay faithful, stay prayerful for sure. That's what's been going on with me during the pandemic. It's really strengthened my prayer life. But God's in control, and just realize that. And He's with us. He's not going to give us anything that we cannot handle. But you have all this time for a reason, as PK said, as Frank said, we got all this time on our hands for a reason. So take advantage of it. Don't let it go to waste. This is the Real Man Talk Show. This is for you. This is for the guys that try to live right, try to live righteously, followers of Christ. And thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for listening. Please check out our podcast, Real Man Talk Show. It is on every podcast provider you can find out there. We'll talk to you guys next week. God bless.